This is a huge tumble for them. And they were reliable supporters for Merkel because they too share in the destroy the German vision of Kuhnhof clergy. So they're.
Yeah, look at that coalition going from an ally with the radical socialists to an ally with the libertarians. Boy, she's really grasping at straws. We've got a break coming up here, folks. George and Paul with me, and your calls right after the next break.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
We're back, folks. I was just looking here. Hank Williams Jr. was singing there. I was looking, hoping there I could find a live stream from Steve Bannon's appearance in St. Louis, which is began 2 minutes ago. So I'll look and see if something like that has appeared. But Breitbart News Executive Chairman Stephen K. Bannon will address a Put Americans First rally in St. Louis today, where he will share his insights as a conservative thinker before the sold-out crowd after receiving an award for his contributions to the conservative movement. Oh, I'm liking the sound of this, Paul and George. And remember, this is Phyllis Schlafly's organization, one of the most important on the right for decades. Phyllis Schlafly, a huge force. When she came out and endorsed Donald Trump in the primaries, boy, did that make a difference. She's one of those people where if she had gone the other way, she said she had become a never Trumper, that would have really hurt. But her endorsement was huge, and it was so enthusiastic and wholehearted. He will receive, Bannon, the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Award at a lunch hosted by the conservative think tank bearing Schlafly's name. According to the event website, I got to look for that. I got to find the website. Maybe it's being streamed there. He will share his insights as a conservative thinker, a media executive, and Trump supporter. Ed Martin, the president of the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, hailed Steve Bannon as a true movement conservative. His leadership of the Trump 2016 campaign showed us not only that he is a true movement conservative, but that he knows how to cut through the establishment kingmaker clutter and message directly to the American people. Martin, so there's a name to remember, Ed Martin, the successor to Phyllis Schlafly. Martin said in a news release, the event takes place at 3 p.m. That's right now at the Marriott St. Louis Airport. And then it says here. Now, remember, I'm reading this. You got to consider the source, folks. I'm reading this from Steve Bannon's website, Breitbart. So This gives everything, every sentence added punch to me. Because I go with Sebastian Gorka's statement that Steve Bannon is the second most powerful man in America. I think he's right. So here, this paragraph becomes important because it reflects Steve Bannon's thinking. And this writer is not Steve Bannon. This writer is Adam Shaw. And as you read Breitbart, you're going to start to become familiar with them. They have many reporters, many writers, but they're all reading off of the same playbook. So Adam Shaw, when he writes this, I believe he's reflecting Steve Bannon's thinking. He writes, "The Trump administration has wobbled somewhat in fulfilling Trump's campaign promises since Bannon's departure, as the so-called West Wing Democrats have dominated the president's inner circle." I think that's a good sentence, Paul.
Yes.
It's a fair assessment of what we appear to be seeing. And then there's a little bit more here. There you go. Well, there you go. So that's the reporting on that. I'll see folks out there in our audience if I can't dig up something live on the St. Louis event, Steve Bannon accepting an award. And Paul Fromm is so ahead of the curve on the German reporting. Breitbart doesn't even have their – you're ahead of Breitbart, Paul. They don't even have as current a result as you do on the German election. So we'll watch for – but you can be sure that what's going on at Breitbart right now is that there's a desk – in London, where they're covering the German election, for sure. They'll stay up all night with that story. There's a desk in New York covering it, in Los Angeles. And Breitbart will really have that analysis that we need. And they'll focus on the alternative for Deutschland, which the other media, they'll ignore, the AfD. They'll talk on and on about Angela Merkel. And Paul, it turns out, I just was looking at an article, she's disappointed. She got 32.5% of the vote. That's down 8 percentage points from her last election.
Yeah, this is a very significant rejection.
Yeah, to go down from 42.5 folks to 32.5. That's a real tumble. Let's go back to our callers here. Let us go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there? Come in, Mike.
Hey, the national anthem. That's
yes.
All right. The national anthem is what a lot of this protest is about now, and just because this has reignited a protest over it, and it's over the one verse that dares to mention slaves that nobody sings. Nobody sings. That's like a third stanza or something in the national anthem that Francis Scott Key wrote.
Yes.
That's just the dire status of the slaves at the time that it was written. So that's a big part of why there's a renewed protest to the national anthem. Nobody's talking about it. But the other
that's interesting, Mike, and I'm going to go look that up. I think I'm related to Francis Scott Key's wife, but that is an interesting thing. But our national anthem is our national anthem, and not many people are going to, drill down to the level of fine analysis. What it amounts to is what these people are doing. They're spitting on the flag and they're spitting on the anthem. They're spitting on America. They dislike.
I'm just going by what they've said themselves, is that they're protesting because it mentions slavery. But I mean, you're not going to be able to erase that history. That history is there. And in fact, slavery is more prominent in the world today than it was prior to the Civil War, the so-called War between the States.
Okay, this is very astute. Mike, I see where you're going with your argument. Let me just add my twist on that. This is what the left does all the time. They have a putative argument, which is, they will go to the technicality of this, that, or the other of, what supposedly happened in history, and that's their putative argument. But their actual argument is they hate America. They hate us. They're left wingers. They want to dispossess us. So if whatever the history, whatever it may be, Donald Trump has experienced this. If he says something, well, he's a racist for saying it. If he doesn't say something, he's a racist for not saying anything.
Yeah, you can't win.
You can't win. So this is this is life with the leftists. Is it their putative argument? You can just throw that out.
Because bake the cake.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
James, I'm with you, mate. I'm looking at the 1968 pictures of those wonderful Tommy Smith and John Carlos at the 68 Olympics in Mexico City, giving the Black Power salute during the American National Anthem. They didn't do that to protest slavery in the National Anthem. They did it to say, I hate you, white America.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. And so you know, the response of the Bush-type people and the, you know, even Ronald Reagan-type people it has been to the typical white response of, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, did I offend you? I'm sorry. You know, and that's just that's built into our hardwired into our genes. Well, it's not quite that bad because red-blooded America's response, of course, is not, oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? Red-blooded America's response. Here's red-blooded America's response. Let's play it. Here it is. Donald Trump spoke it. Let's see if I've got it here. Please, I hope I've got it up on the screen here. Here it is. I think I got it here. Let me play it. Let me play it, Mike. Let me play it.
It's still totally disrespectful. And you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively.
Okay, that's not it. Let me see if I can find it. That's, how did I lose it? If I don't have it up here. Let me just see. Oh boy, I had it for you folks just a moment ago. And let's see here.
Where I just want to say one more thing so I can.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think it's fair because Trump has never claimed to be pagan. So to compare him to Cyrus or some other pagan king in the Old Testament is not fair. He's not a Cyrus, I don't believe, because Cyrus, even though Cyrus freed the Jews, he's never made any statements that says he's pagan. So these, you know, evangelicals or whoever that are trying to explain why they support him, he may not be their brand of Christian, and he may have been brought up and caught up in a lot of this, you know, secret society type, you know, stuff that's going on all over our country, and it's steeped in the masonry and that sort of stuff. He may be in that. But I think, you know, we should pray for him and try to hope that he'll do the right thing.
Sure. I mean, and Mike, you know, the different people, you know, are responding to Trump's populist message, you know, in different parts of it appeal to them more strongly than others. And so I boy, you know, whatever someone's enthusiasm is for Trump, I'm with them. You know, if it's a biblical passage, if it's theology, if it's, you know, if it's peace, if it's preserving our identity, if it's secure borders, whatever floats each person's boat is fine with me. Because
I've been taught to pray for our enemies. If you're not a pagan, if you're supposed to be a Christian, you're even supposed to pray for your enemies. So it seems pretty simple. You should be praying for, you know, the president, our government, and our country.
Yeah. Let me see if I can't. Mike, but thank you. Was that your...
That's it. I got to go.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much. Now let me play the Trump. I think I may have found it. Let me just see here. Hopefully I found it.
Extended Veterans Choice. You know what that is?
Oh, boy. I hope I had it right here. And you know what? I think I managed to lose it for you, folks. I will try again. But before the show is over, I'll have Donald Trump's famous quote. It's important. It's important. People know it's important.
James, he is holding all Americans to the same standard.
Yeah.
My name's Trump. I'm the president. America is America. And you're either an American or you're not.
Yeah.
I love
it. Let me see. Let me try one more time here. I've got all these quotes all over my screen. Let me try.
I'd love to see one of these NFL.
Okay, here I found it. Here it is. It was right in front of my face. Here we go. Here it goes, folks. I kept you waiting long enough.
love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
Oh, that was in Huntsville on Friday night. I missed it.
Oh, it happened. God's sake, you know, if Harmon Killebrew had taken a knee during the national anthem in 1964, his career would have ended instantly. Yeah. They probably burned his house to the ground and beat up his parents. It would be, you know, that would be a Wikipedia article we'd all be reading for the rest of time.
Yeah, he wouldn't go out on the field, and the you know, the fans would mob the diamond, you know, but here's now notice the response. I said, here's America's response to that. Listen to this crowd. This was the crowd was very subdued in Huntsville, a first for Donald Trump, because they supported Roy Moore and they wanted to hear their hero. They wanted to hear Donald Trump. They didn't want to hear him endorse Luther Strange. They were willing to put up with that in order to hear him do things such as this. So listen to the crowd. They're chanting. They go wild with a USA, USA chant. So here they go. Donald Trump's walking around behind the microphone, smiling because he can't talk.
You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner.
Now, I think more likely what's going to happen, Paul and George, is Americans are going to start. I think it's going to happen. It's, you know, it's a long, drawn-out process, but I think they're going to stop going to the NBA and the NFL games. Because they really – now, Trump, in his magical way, he says the game isn't what it used to be. I don't have that, – that's in the same segment here within the next minute or two. I'm not going to look for it. But he says the game isn't what it used to be. Oh, no, he says it's not the same game anymore. Now, what's he talking to there when he says that? He's talking to George and Paul and me and other people who remember a different game. A basketball game had somebody like Larry Bird in it. It didn't have, I can't even remember some of the names, but, you know, it's really common for a basketball game now to be five, you know, hey, bless their hearts, five black dudes playing against five other black dudes. And I mean, okay, that's, you know, that isn't the same as a game for white folks watching Larry Bird. And this is something that younger people don't know. They're completely unaware of this because they're not taught this in school and their media won't tell them. We covered it on this show the other day when I gave a 1955 headline from the Indianapolis Star. Can't believe I can remember these things. December 7th, 1955, they were covering the game between the Pittsburgh Panthers and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. And the governor of Georgia, he said, I don't want the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets to even show up or play in the game if the single one black fullback for the Pittsburgh team is suits up. And that was an America. That was a different America. When the president says it's not the same game anymore, I don't know that he's specifically referring to that change in what sports mean in America. But young people, they don't realize how white America was. And it wasn't a vile or vicious or nasty thing. It wasn't even necessarily what you could call a racist thing. There was a white America. And Black America had their own, actually better scene than what they have today. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Lest should old times be forgot. We'll talk about Auld Lang Syne in just a minute.
still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I was rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
Yeah, I wish a buck was still silver.
I wish a Ford and a Chevy,
will run 10 years like they should.
Okay. And wish we still had Merle with us.
Yeah, boy. There's a great song, "Auld Lang Syne," which nobody knows what Auld Lang Syne, except Scotsmen and folks from Ireland and Scotland and so on. Auld Lang Syne, which means really in Scottish, it means long, long ago. Or actually, I think a direct translation is long. How can I have forgotten this? Old, long since. That's the actual direct translation of Auld Lang Syne. Is sign is since, and old is old, of course, and lang is long. So think of it, old, long, long, syne, since. So when we were talking just a bit about it, how things used to be, and Donald Trump said, what did he say? He said, it's not the same game anymore. And then one of his most powerful incantations was, make America great again. And that's what old guys like Paul and George and myself, remembering for the younger folks, what it was like. And it wasn't an evil, bad world. It was actually a better world. It wasn't, nasty things happened and now everything's beautiful and fun. No, life was more beautiful and more fun back in the 1950s, not only for white Americans, but for black Americans as well. Go ahead, George.
And back then, I was never a great follower of football or basketball, but the odd time I would tune it in, I would see people there on the playing court who more or less looked like me. Not all of them, of course. But now, you were just saying before the break, you turn on an NBA game and you're likely to see nobody or almost nobody on the court who looks
like
you.
Well, it's real common. Real common. The 10 starters are all black. It's real common.
So, you come down to, well, it's not really my game anymore.
Right.
I think of it's a cultural change, and until the people who run these teams make amends or don't, I think people should. Why should we support, even if it's just sitting in front of the boot tube, with our time when we could be actually doing something else?
Yeah, your finger on it. The change isn't going to come from the owners. They're not going to change. They're prisoners of their own teams. They may be billionaires or 100 millionaires, but they're prisoners of their own teams. If they utter any kind of these people who won't stand for the anthem, if they contradict these people, the revolt that they will have in the locker room will be utter and massive, and the value of their team will disintegrate into nothing. It will vaporize, So, these athletes that they're paying $50 million each to, they own the team as much or more than the owner owns the team. So the owner has to kowtow to the team. So I don't think that the change will come from owners. It will come from the fan. We'll stop going and we'll come up with something more like maybe the National Hockey League that we patronize. We got another break here and then some interesting stuff. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks.
Battle lines being drawn.
And thanks for joining us here on the American Freedom Party Report. George is with us from the East Coast, Paul Fromm in Canada, and talking about old long since, old times. Should they be forgot? Well, Robert Burns, in his song and his poem, which became Auld Lang Syne, the song, said no. And I think he composed it in 1788. I'm just looking at a page about Burns. And a second national holiday in Scotland is Burns Night, which is celebrated on Robert Burns' birthday, January 25th. And that concludes with a singing of Auld Lang Syne. Let me see if I've got just a little of that to play for you. Here it is. I don't know if this is the greatest rendition. This is pretty good. The Royal Scots Dragoons Dragoon Guards. Here they go. Practically sinful to interrupt that, and I'll play you an Irish counterpart to that in a little bit later in the show. But when you go to the lyrics, this is us, this is our people. What was Robert Burns saying? And this is all very traditional. This goes back into the mists of time, into our ancestral memory. That tune and the idea. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Well, what's our answer? A big no. Should we forget our past, our ancestry? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne, old long since? No, of course not. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. And surely you'll buy your pint cup, and surely I'll buy mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. And then here's that connection to our land. We too have run about the slopes, the braes, and picked the daisies fine. But we've wandered many a weary foot since auld lang syne. We too have paddled in the stream, the burn, there's Robert Burns' name, from morning sun till dine. But seas between us broad have roared since auld lang syne. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and give me a hand of thine, and we'll take a right good, we'll draft for auld lang syne.
It's old time's sake.
Yes, it's for our ancestry, folks. It's for our people. Paul Fromm's motto, for our people. And, you know, the fight that we have here, now we were talking a moment ago about the world that Paul Fromm and I came from, 1950s America and Canada. Do you know what the illegitimacy rate among black Americans was? And I'm sure this was true in Canada, too. Black Americans in 1950, it was about the same as for white people. Black families were intact. Black fathers lived at home in black communities. Yes, you go segregation, this segregation, you know, balderdash, you know, it was a black community and it was a much better place to live for black people. And they wanted to live there. It wasn't, you know, the police stood there, you know, at the railroad track saying, get over there, get back on the other side of the railroad tracks. You're black, go over there. No, black people, just if you look into any cafeteria, any high school cafeteria today, stick your head in the door and then look around. And then within 10 seconds, the black people are seated over there. The Mexicans are over there in another corner. The white people are over here. They've self-segregated themselves. It's what people do. It's what nature does. And this multicultural globalist baloney that everybody's going to blend together into some kind of a mush, that's all. It's all balderdash. And the... but back in that world in the 1950s, you had black professionals, you know, in that black community, like a town like Compton in Los Angeles, you had a black dentist who was good. And you had a black attorney if you needed an attorney. You had a black, you know, councilman or black alderman. You had a black preacher at your church. And you had a black high school where kids did much better than they do today. Academics were much better. And this would be true of any ethnicity in America. But at the time, back in 1950, America was basically only two ethnicities, whites 90% and blacks about 10%. And that was our, you know, that was it. and for Europe, and like Canada was even much more white. What was it then? What was Canada in 1950, Paul?
In the 1950s, we'd be about 96-97% white, and the 3% would be mostly Native Indians.
Yeah. So my gosh, folks, but it was a better world. It wasn't a nasty world. It wasn't a world the way it's portrayed in the media. Leering, swearing. You know, people throwing things and violent fire hoses and. Little children are being blown up in a church and so on. This is all nonsense. I mean, various things like this happened, and they were used by the media to totally misportray that actual world. I lived in that world, and it was a much better world. And now how we're going to sort it out in the future, how we're going to get back to that kind of a harmonious world when pro-white folks talk about a white ethno-state or as a permanent, as a solution to living that can last for centuries and for millennia. And that's what you want. You want a world that's permanent for auld lang syne. You want old times should not be forgot. And your descendants should live in a world much like the one that you inherited and that your ancestors lived in. And this is not...
The fact that we can dare to think about it now,
yeah.
I mean, 5 weeks before Trump came down the escalator, yes. We were in the same condition we had been for the previous 35 years, and that we had basically absolutely nothing. And there's nothing to do but head to the most, to do what we did and, be part of the heavy-duty alt-right movement and other things. And this truly is revolutionary. I mean, it was absolutely unthinkable 30 years ago to have a president or anybody get on the air and say, the crybabies of the NFL are not American and they're SOBs. I mean, those are fighting words even beyond, even George Wallace wouldn't have said that on the air.
Yes. And interestingly enough, just a little side note, you mentioned George Wallace. George Wallace Jr., who I got to meet at a Council of Conservative Citizens meeting in, where were we, Paul? It was in Montgomery, I believe.
Montgomery.
George Wallace Jr. was there, and he was running. I've forgotten the details, but this comes up because we have the current campaign here of Judge Roy Moore. And Roy Moore ran for governor and some other offices in Georgia. And one of his opponents, one of the other people running in the races, was George Wallace Jr. The son of the famous George Wallace, presidential candidate. But yes, even George Wallace himself would not. I think George Wallace was George Wallace Jr. I think the George Wallace we met was, I think, George Wallace III. I'm not sure, Paul, but the son of the famous governor. Anyway, the point being that world that we grew up in, making America great again, how exactly we're going to do it, nobody has come up with the exact plan as to how we will do it. But the precursor that we do know has to occur, and this goes to what's the solution to this stupid football and the basketball we see? It's a realization. The precursor is this. It's the whole premise of this radio show and everything I do, is that we come together as a family, that we have this realization with a song like Auld Lang Syne that we celebrate on January 25th and we all sing. Not everybody's a Scotsman, of course, but for our Irish cousins, they have songs as greater, greater, that they would sing on their favorite days. And the Norwegians and the French and the Germans all have these great songs and these great. So we come together as a family, and we simply set as a goal. We finally decide we have a goal. We want to make ourselves great again. We want to put ourselves first again. And we'll find a way to do it. Sounds cliche, but isn't it true? Where there's a will, there's a way. And what we have lacked, the reason we've fallen to the depth that we've fallen, is we didn't have the will. I know this is just me. It's my, you know, two bits worth. I don't think our downfall has been so much the work of the machinations of, you know, our devious enemies. They've been trouble enough. But I think our downfall has been that we lost our will. We lost our way. We lost our family elan and spirit. And if we recover that, the nasty machinations of various groups of people will be easily overcome by us. But without that group will, we're not going to go anywhere. And we're just going to keep descending into the pits. Let me go back to the callers here. I've talked long enough. Sorry, folks. Let's go to people waiting. I apologize for the wait. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Dennis or Denise? Is it Dennis or Denise, engineer? Okay, Dennis in Florida, try to call back in, and we'll put you on the air. And I apologize for making you wait. So there you go with that. Let's go back to our headlines, and let us go to the kind of a little bit of review here, what we're looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow we get Nigel Farage in Fairhope, Alabama, endorsing Roy Moore. And we also have, I'm sorry. Oh, we did just get a caller. Okay, well, let us go to Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I have an idea. Instead of Donald Trump refusing their invitation to the White House, maybe he could invite them to the Department of Immigration and Naturalization so that they could actually apply for citizenship in a country that treats them better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see, now that's, Tom, you've raised another important and gutsy thing that Donald Trump did in a tweet. He did all of this in one tweet. What's his name? Is it Stephen Curry? Is that his name of the basketball player? Stephen Curry.
I found it, yes.
Yeah, this, he is, he's an incredible shot, you know, can't miss. So, you know, I mean, sort of like a, you know, anyway, and what's his team? What's the team? Is it the Golden State Warriors? It is. Okay. You can tell I'm not – I don't spend too much time watching here.
You're not missing that much. I mean, 40 years ago, the NBA had some integrity, and now it's just a thug league, and I don't mean particularly care who they are, but carry on.
But, you know, again, you know, using colorful language, you know, using – what did Donald Trump do? When Stephen Curry said, you know, as a championship team, they get this automatic invitation to the White House, kind of automatic. And you know, president after president, you know, does this photo op with the team, and they're all, you know, in the White House, and, you know, he tells them what wonderful people they are, and then they clap and, you know, so on, et cetera. Well, not for Donald Trump, because Stephen Curry says, well, I don't think we want to go. Because Donald Trump is, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's a racist. He's bad. We don't want to go. We're going to thumb our noses at him. Well, Donald Trump, you know, again, this is colorful language, but I'll just say ballsy.
You mean a real human being's language?
Yeah. He says, okay, don't come.
Not one of those paper mache politicians.
Yeah. This guy's a real man. He's a real American. And if you tell him, you know, hey, I don't think I want to come to your party, it's like the next thing you hear is click, click.
And you won't get, don't worry, you're not getting an invitation.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, what does Donald Trump, what does that represent? What does this brilliant, brilliant man have when he does that, when he says, don't come? He has will.
Yeah, he'd say, well, you can come to the neighborhood. Across the street is DEN, right? Department of Immigration Naturalization. We'll get you a passport to Kenya or Ghana or South Africa, even with that black regime that they've got. They need some good basketball.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. But let's just go with what he's actually done. You know, what he, you know, you have to pinch yourself. Is this really happening? That's what one of my family members called me after they watched the United Nations, Donald Trump's speech to the United Nations. And he said, Jamie, let me tell you what was on the face of all of those delegates, those UN delegates, you know, third world and every other world, all of them. It was the look on their faces was, am I actually hearing what I'm hearing? As Donald Trump, you know, he just read the Riot Act to all these third world countries. Well, you know, this is that's what he's done here. You have to pinch yourself and say, am I really hearing what I'm hearing here? He just told the Golden State Warriors, don't bother getting on the plane. You're not invited. This is, you know, he could say, well, that's small. That's just, you know, it's just a basketball team. No, folks, it's not small. George Bush could not possibly have ever done such a thing. Ronald Reagan, nobody. John Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower. Name somebody who could have done such a thing. You can't. It's new. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Together is the
music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. I'm real alive. Listen to the tide slowly turning. Wash your heartaches away. We're part of the fire that is burning. From the ashes.
Tom, are you still there? Is Tom still with us?
I'm still here.
Oh, hey, Tom. The, you know what, the, well, bring us back to your train of thought. You were mentioning the courage of the president.
Well,
honesty.
Yeah,
The Americanness of the president in saying, well, we summarize this, the Trump phenomenon. Donald Trump said, you know what, I'm going to sit down and think. I've been doing it maybe for a long time. He's 71 years old now. I'm going to pledge to the American people, the founder settler people, as Paul has described them so well, of Canada, the people that built this country, the majority population of the country. I'm not going to try to please every single person in the country. That's an impossibility. It's a stupid assignment. Please people who hate each other and have diametrically opposite goals. I am going to say to America's majority population what they want to hear. I'm going to advocate the causes that they advocate. And you know what? That was a Babe Ruth home run over the center field wall. It got him elected to the presidency. And that's what he just did here with it, saying, you know, these people are, you know, these people are no good, that are disrespecting, that was his word, our flag and our anthem. And now I want to, you know, in the, you know, part of our ancestry, Tom, I don't know, do you share with me any Irish or Scottish ancestry?
Yeah, we all got off the same boat together, darn it.
Well, yeah. Now, I kind of, my name, Kelso, is a Scottish name. But for a long time, but my Scots ancestor actually departed from Belfast on the Emerald Isle from Belfast. So the tie between the Scots and the Irish is so great. And they're so much alike. You know, the same redheaded, freckled, blue-eyed people. They're the same people. And let me just play for a second. I played Auld Lang Syne, which is the Scottish side of the equation there. And then here's the Irish part of our family. This is just a wonderful tune here, singing about the house, the pub, or the parish hall. This is the Saw Doctors playing Joyce Country, Cailley Bond. And I looked it up a little bit. Joyce Country is actually a part of County Mayo and County Galway in the far west of Ireland there. And so just here's just for a second here. I just love to hear this sound because they're playing those Irish drums and the fiddle. We'll come to that. I'll start the next segment with that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic.